بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، yesterday we began the chapter on deaths, chapter 11. In this kitab, the title إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. So yesterday we had mentioned that Islam commands moderation in spending. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, they will never be dependent on others. Overspending and failing to budget leads a person to a debt, to taking loans, taking debts, which in turn brings about disgrace, worry and frustration. People are financially ruined, and along with such worldly ruin comes spiritual ruin as well. So upon this, ulama explain, when it comes to death, this is looked down upon in Sharia. Unless a person goes into some financial difficulty, and then to the system of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and we will see and we will hear from the ahadith of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala doesn't wish a person to go into death, especially when it comes to interest bearing debts. Allah Ta'ala made the insan for his ibadat and worship. To earn a living is a necessity, but the maqsood and the purpose of life is ibadat and the worship and the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So here ulama explain that if a person's his desires and wants are beyond the framework of Sharia, then he will go into debts. And the debt now will consume him also. A person's business is such that it compels him to take a debt, then he has to review his business. That how is it, because either my demands or my wants are too much, or the family's wants are too much. Different thing a person is now, because of circumstances, the business goes down, so he has to take a loan. And here ulama explained also that a person is permitted to take a loan, he was able to repay it. But if the business has become such a level now that he is compelled to take a debt, and even worse than that, to take a loan that is interest bearing, this now infringes upon his purpose of life, which is the worship of Allah. Now his mind is consumed. How am I going to pay my accounts, my debts? There's no time to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whereas the purpose of his life is the dhikr of Allah, the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To the extent mashayikh say also, that ustaz of hadith, this teaching Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, all the different kitabs, if he doesn't have time in a day to take out and with one-mindedness to make the dhikr of Allah and to worship Allah with an open heart, then they say that teaching of his is not even khidmat of deen also. But that is not the purpose of life. It's only a wasila, a means. It's only a means to get to the purpose of life, which is the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Teaching kitabs also is not the purpose. The purpose is to remember Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala. So if that alim of deen also teaching in a Darul Ulum doesn't take our time daily to read his salah correctly, with takbirah ula, in the first surf, take our time in the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then they say he should review his teaching also. So you can imagine the man that is in business, and his business doesn't allow him to perform his salah wal jama'ah, or to make the dhikr of Allah, then he should review it. How come I have come to this level now, where my business has become an obstacle between me and the remembrance of Allah? So this is something to think about. My business doesn't allow me to go for salah, and it's pushing me in the direction to take debts. Whereas Thani rahmatullah alayhi was so particular. He would say, anything that I have on my mind, be it a masla, some tafsir, some hadith, whatever is preoccupying my mind, he would say, I would note it down, although it was something deeny. They asked him, how come? He says, Allah Ta'ala made the heart and the mind for his remembrance, not to think of anything besides him. So although this is deeny work, but this is not the maqsad and the purpose of my life. The purpose is to keep the heart and the mind free for the remembrance of Allah. That is why we find mashayikh say that the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Yes, it's not possible to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala all the time. But a person who's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he wants to remember Allah, yes, at times because of work, preoccupation, he will forget. But when he comes back to his senses, then those moments and the time which he passed without the remembrance of Allah, is a certain bitterness in his heart. Ya Allah, how I forgot you. So Allah writes the time also which he passed without the remembrance of Allah, as if he remembered Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because he feels the pain in the heart. Now imagine missing salah, and here commonly we find now in the winter months when it comes to Salatul Asr, where it's being read so late by many of people because of work. And we know when it comes to Salatul, one is the dhikr of Allah, and one is salah itself, which is the purpose of our life, to show our submission to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if my business or my work is keeping me away from salah wa jama'ah, then I should review my life also. Really, Allah, it is so difficult now to earn a sustenance, is blocking me, or some dunya kaam, or some khidmat, or some work for the makhluk and creation, is wholly be back from the Creator. So you find commonly now that in winter months, the Salatul Asr is delayed right to 15 minutes, 10 minutes before Maghrib, which is makruh absolutely, what do we say, disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my business or my work is taking me away on the correct time of salah. And here ulama say also, a person has to come late for Salatul Asr, he should not read it in a place where people can see him. Because this is a sin, it's a guna. To read salah wa jama'ah in the masjid in the correct time is wajib. So I miss the wajib and I'm displaying my sin of reading late salah. It should be done somewhere secretly. And together with this, to make a second jama'at also, to the sahan that is attached to the masjid, that too is not acceptable. So if my business and my work is preventing me from coming for Asr Salah on time, now we know how important when it comes to business, we have a delivery a certain time. And we're very, very specific at that time. The delivery has to come and then we have to pack it, we have to mark it, we have to put it to the shelves. At every given Salah time, we have to understand Allah has something waiting for me in the masjid. If I don't make it on time, I miss the delivery. But I'm supposed to get within 5 years on salah at the correct time, now I got deferred to 10 years, then to 15 years, and then at 60, 70, I'm still working. Why? Because when you're supposed to pick up the delivery, you missed it. So you got deferred. I mean, how frustrating it is when the container is held back and now we're being charged for storage only, and the price is going up, I lost the profit. With salah, Allah has kept the rosy, as you say, hidden under the musalla. We have to go and pick up at the correct time. So when a person doesn't do his salah on time, which is the purpose of his life, then we'll find debts will start piling up, accounts not paid. Then when it comes to debtors, they're not paying on time also, frustration upon frustration, because you're not doing your work on time. So the debts will come up, then I'll have to borrow, because they're not paying on time. Then there's no barakat in the business. The entire thing, our life is tied up to our salah and obedience, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this also, not only us, our families have to see. They also have to review their lives. If my husband is going through difficult times right now, and he has to take a loan, the wife at home has to review her expenditure also. That maybe I'm not doing something right, because of this my husband now has to work late hours. Because possibly of my expenditure, he has to go into debt. So the Hadith Sharif says that a person must look at those below them when it comes to dunya. And when it comes to deen, look at those above us. If we'll not do this, we look at those above us in dunya, then most probably, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that you will never thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's just more and more. Husband has to work harder to maintain the family, then debts will pile on. And then we know in this worldly life, we'll pass through. But when the man passes away, then we'll find that he left in the estate. We only have to pay. Now there's really parishani and difficulty. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.